computers have taken over. Okay, so now we're recording again. And our battery's full, and Valerie's going to help me so I can get all that stuff erased. Okay, so back to Anna. Anna, say your name again, please.
Anna.
Okay, so what they want you to do is, it's time to release everything that is not you. And they say there's a lot there. And they say that's good. That's the good news. Because what you're doing is you've been dreaming. And you've been dreaming someone else's dream. So what they're saying is it's kind of like, oh my God, Miguel Ruiz, the Four Agreements. You know, I think he was the one that said that, like, you know, people can put spells on you. So if someone says something to you and you believe it about yourself, or someone says something about how the world works and you decide to believe it, then it becomes true for you. And they're saying that there is no real world out there. Like we don't get that because it feels so real to us. But there really is no real objective world. It's all made up, and it's made up by what we believe is true. So they're saying, you know, like we as a consciousness still experience, for the mothers, we still experience labor pain because we believe in that whole consciousness and that concept. And I don't even know where it came from, but what they're sharing with me, not that I'm going to labor again, but that it honestly doesn't have to be. It's a collective belief that it's painful, so therefore it is, but it's only a belief. So they use that to bring home to you the possibilities that what you experience in life is, for you specifically, what you experience in life is influenced by what you believe is true. And they're saying there's a lot that you believe that's true that's actually false. And they're saying that is huge, and that's very holy. Because now you're going to be like, you're going to excavate, you're going to be the archaeologist. You're going to dig in and look at the artifacts. So like they're saying, I'm getting the goosebumps because they're saying you're really getting this. So if you went to Peru or you went to some place and you started looking at artifacts, that's what you're going to do in your own personal mind. You're going to look at what truly is of spirit and what is true and really was adopted because of someone else. So whether it was a parent, whether it was someone in school, whatever it was because of someone else. And it wasn't real. You're the only one that made it real through your belief. And so the atonement, through using it was Archangel Michael's sword, and they're going to say that you've got another... I wrote down Archangel Michael's sword because that's what they told me to write down. But you also possess another tool. And I feel like I just see like a genie's lamp. You're going to access your own inner source. And it just feels like a genie's lamp, like Aladdin or something. You have the ability to heal this. And what you're doing is incinerating the old beliefs. So it's sort of like, you know, when you examine an ancient civilization and you look at their artifacts and you understanding what they believe. Like they believe there were six gods and one of them had six heads. And like, you know, that's not true, but you see how that's what they believed and they built a civilization around that. That's what you're going to start doing with your own life and your own mind and your own beliefs. And you are on your way. They're saying you are on your way. Yeah. And not only are you going to heal all this, but you're going to take your power back, and you're just going to transform. You're just going to transform before our eyes.
I have also recently been through just a very strong healing with my son, mm-hmm. which we talked about on Wednesday, mm-hmm. and I'm seeing a little about with the message today that it's really, we're just one consciousness, mm-hmm. and you know, and some of his behavior is triggering, like we're triggering each other, mm-hmm. and learning, and mm-hmm. and so if I could just get a message, anything about Gabriel.
Oh, he's our third crystal.
Our crystal.
Hey, we have a children's group now. We have a child. I always wanted a spiritual children's group, and I never found one that met my met my qualifications, which are quite high.
A lot of the trigger is just being lonely and feeling alone. And, you know, it's like me, him, and his father, we're all going through this. Like
yeah.
This loneliness and this separateness. And
okay.
You know, like these energies that are very strong, like being unearthed of, you know, just being separate and mm-hmm. this type of thing. It's like I can see it. Like we're all like kind of, it's like circling. And so anyway, but he's a little kid and mm-hmm. he's kind of like, you know, I can tell he just feels very lonely and isolated. And
yeah, he needs our,
that up from us or.
He needs our spiritual healing group, our kids group. Okay. And say his name, please.
Gabriel.
He's your angel. I said this last time. And it's not just his name. He's your angel. He's here to help you heal. He's here to do other things also. But, oh, my God, he's doing a good job, too. He's doing a good job. Okay, so you want a message for him. Say his name again, please.
Gabriel.
He has a little bit of work to do. Welcome to the club. We all do. It's been a little challenging for him. I feel very confident that as you heal, he will magically heal, and you'll wonder how did that happen, and you're going to think you need to do something for him to heal. But I really feel like as you shift, he will shift as well. Say it one more time, please.
Gabriel.
I feel like he needs to open up to source a little bit more. So the question is, how can he do that? You know, when you see him, if you I know he's like a linear boy, and I'm sure very cute, but if you see him as a spirit instead of a linear person, and hold that vision for him, you guys are so energetically connected, which is a good thing and sometimes not so good. But if you hold that vision, and like in my words, it would be like seeing him as his Christ self. You know, and the words I always use are, your perfect spirit, whole and innocent, all has been forgiven and released. To see him just as pure innocence, as pure spirit, he will respond to that, and he will feel that energetically, and that will help him open up to his true source, and that will also help you focus on that aspect of him rather than the linear things that he's been going through. So that will help for in both levels.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're so very welcome. Mm-hmm. Good things are occurring, and you have you to thank. You did it. Hey, Miss Sherry.
Hi.
Okay, we have cough drops here if you need. I have. She has. Okay.
I forget to spit it out.
Take it down.
I was telling Terry this morning about one of my customers mm-hmm. who had called in. Very upset. I just let her go, have at it, and then now I fixed whatever the person did before me, mm-hmm. and now she's happy when she gets me. And
I'd be happy if I got you.
She won't talk to anybody else but me now.
Of course.
Which is okay. She can mm-hmm. ask. But then Terry did a meditation on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt somebody put the hand on top of my head.
Awesome.
I don't know if that was Raphael. I don't know if it was Archangel Michael, because they were invited to come.
Uh-huh.
And it was so good. I felt like I was just blessed.
Awesome.
I guess that was my question.
Your question. Oh, you walk around being blessed. Okay, so what is your question and all that?
I was just curious of who that was.
I do not know. I'm guessing Terry knows. Don't you know?
I'm thinking Raphael.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I feel like Terry knows the whole story.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why I'm not as sick as you got, because you were really sick, and I only have a cough. So maybe that was affecting that?
I'm sorry?
Maybe he was preventing me from getting as sick as she got. She was really sick.
Yeah, I gathered that. Oh, well, I'm glad you're feeling better. Okay, so I feel that Terry's got a handle on it, that she knows, especially since she was there. So, but what they're telling me is that she knows. That's what they keep saying, that she knows what's going on.
That was it. I don't really have anything.
That was it. Sherry, you have amazing energy. I just want you to know that. When I even see you on Facebook, I don't see you on Facebook. I feel you on Facebook. I actually energetically feel you. And there's a reason I'm telling you that. So say your name again, please.
Sherry.
Sorry, I'm attuned to Elijah. I don't know what it is with me and Elijah today.
Well, I can maybe answer that.
Oh, okay.
I have a 3-times grand uncle, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah Otis, the elevators.
Oh, wow.
No, I feel like it's really just because of Elijah.
Okay. What was the thought?
He's coming into his own. He's coming into his own. Something really shifted with that kid. This is huge. Okay. All right, Miss Sherry, say your name, please.
Sherry.
Sorry, I'm doing six things at once today. You're magical, and you don't know that yet, is what they're telling me, because I keep hearing, I don't know what that is it Keebler? It just keeps saying magically delicious, magically delicious. You apparently are magically delicious. You know how to do magic, and I don't mean, what do I mean? What do I mean? Whatever that fairy realm stuff that you know so well, you actually perform magic and you can perform miracles. And so what they're asking you to focus on is, it's sort of like the message for Anna that it's not like like when you were asking about Archangel Raphael and all that, they actually wanted me to keep out of answering that and let Terry answer, because they kept telling Terry knows the answer. But there was a reason why they wanted me to do that, to keep the energy separate, because they said that their message is more so about what your power is about, as opposed to feeling like even that it's an outside influence, that you actually create miracles, and you, not something outside of you, but that you, so that, you know, with Anna, she's got like this whole team now supporting her, but it all originated with her. So she was the one that called it in. It was very important that she heard that message for some reason, that it wasn't like, oh, she got saved, you know, like, oh, save me, Lord. That she actually was the one that empowered herself to say, okay, let's do this, let's heal. So they want that, it's kind of like the same energy, and of course you're sitting next to each other, how as it always works. They want you to understand that you're magical, and that you create what it is that you need, that you call it in. So if Archangel Raphael, it's almost, okay, give me a second, because they're trying to blow my mind, and I'm like, wait a minute, I don't really get that, hold on. Okay, so it's sort of like, you know, Terry decided to call in Archangel Raphael in her meditation, but that Terry is also one with you, and you needed the healing. So then Terry gets the idea, oh, I think I'll use Archangel Raphael tonight. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. It was Terry, but it was really you. Like, it was Archangel Raphael, but then it was really Terry, but then it was really you, because you're the one that orchestrated that for your healing. Okay? And so they don't want you to just go, okay. They want you to go, okay, because it's, okay? Because the more that you understand that you're the source, the faster you're going to bring in your source knowledge. And you've got a lot of source knowledge to bring in to human consciousness in this lifetime. Keep doing what you're doing, and keep owning what you're doing. Keep owning your magically delicious. I just keep hearing it. That's what it is. You're like this higher level, like in the hierarchy of, I don't know if it's the fairy realm or gnomes or whatever it is, but whatever it is, you're like a higher echelon of them. And you're like the keeper of the secrets, like you know how to do stuff. So the more that you see yourself that way, mm-hmm. the faster you will materialize the information, is what they're saying. So start seeing yourself that way. Okay, I see you that way. It's very easy to see. Mm-hmm. But they want you to start seeing yourself that way. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I've been manifesting some amazing opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing things. Things are really starting to happen quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had this dream about this child.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a different, I guess, lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And this child was just an amazing child.
Mm-hmm.
And she was my child.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious as to whether or not that was truly a reconnection with a different lifetime.
Okay.
And then just whatever.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to answer that question, but I will try. All right, so you had a dream and you connected to this child that was amazing.
I gave birth to this child.
You gave birth, okay.
And she was just incredible. It really stayed with me. Her eyes stayed with me.
Okay. I feel like it's you. I feel like you're giving birth to you. You're giving birth to... It's like your higher self is showing you who you really are, and you're giving birth to your true self. That's how it feels to me. It doesn't feel like another lifetime thing. But let me double check and say your first name.
Lisa.
Say it one more time, please.
Lisa.
Well, I'm not going to say for 1,000,000% sure if it's another lifetime or not, but what I feel very strongly is whether it was or not, the reason that you're having the dream is to help you connect with your true self, to help you connect with who you really are, who you really are. So when you looked into her eyes, you're looking into your own soul's eyes, is what you're doing. And that feeling that you had with her is connecting with who you really are. Yeah. Yeah. It's really, really amazing. Really wonderful. Yeah. Cool, huh? Yeah. I thought it was cool, too. Okay. So, yeah, and I'm looking at the two flowers together, and they're saying that that's really what it's going to be from here on out. And more and more and more you're going to feel it. So the two flowers, I'm looking at two flowers right now, but they're staring at me. And they're not even side by side, and there's no separation. They're kind of like, you know, like they're like this. They don't look that close in from your end, but it's these guys. You know, and see how like the separation here?
Mm-hmm.
But there's no separation here. They're close. You see other separation here? There's no separation with these guys. And those are the ones that are staring at me, and that's you and your higher self. So you're calling in your higher self into this lifetime now, and more it's going to start influencing you, and you're going to start seeing changes. So be aware of it, be open to it, and receive your true nature. And it's here to stay. It's here to stay. It's just going to start blending in more and more now. Yeah. I'm positive about that. That's what it was all about. Yeah. Pretty cool. Thanks for coming. Yeah, that's really nice. It's kind of hard to leave that message, right? I'm glad I put the batteries in so you can listen to that again. It was worth the effort. All right. You're so welcome, huh? Hi, Otto.
Hello.
Hi, sorry about Wednesday night.
I'll get over it.
Okay, good.
Might take me a while, though.
Oh.
Got some physical ailments. I have a sebaceous cyst on my back since I've had since like 10.
Okay.
And now all of a sudden it's decided to inflame.
Okay.
And it's not a happy situation.
Bothering you.
So I guess there was an explanation for that.
Okay. What does that first word mean? Sebaceous? What is that?
I don't know.
You don't know. You just repeat what they tell you.
It's a little bump on my back that's not that tall and maybe that big around.
But it really hurts.
There's some extra stuff attached to it underneath.
Okay. And so it's painful. Painful. It's painful. It's what it is. What is that?
It needs to be removed.
Okay. Sherry, the doctor says it needs to be removed. Oh.
Not in a very good place.
Yeah.
Mine had to be drained.
Oh, yeah.
You might have. But I don't know what yours is. It's going to be totally different.
All right, so they...
Mine was...
Oh, yours.
Full of pus.
Yeah.
And it had to be drained.
Right.
I had it twice. Mm-hmm. And, it hurts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It hurts.
And it could... Mine, in particular, the second one, was going into my bloodstream, so be very careful with yours.
Hmm.
Yeah. Get it checked.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, thank you for sharing. Okay, so you want to know why it's back?
Well, I just think there's a connection why it's happening now.
Okay, that's your question. Okay. And say your first name, please.
Otto. There's a message there, I think.
Okay, hold on.
Bye, Valerie.
Bye, Valerie. Man, Tara, do you ever just get images coming to your mind and you're like, why are they showing me this? So weird. They're just showing me something and I don't know if I should be following it or trying to push it out of my awareness. And say your name again, please, Otto.
Otto.
Say it again, please.
Otto.
I'm not going to put you, put you on the spot, but I'm just trying to figure out this message. Do you like to drink? Like alcohol?
Not so much anymore.
Not so much anymore. Did you used to?
Yeah, I like margaritas and beer.
But not like excessively or anything. And you've had this since you were 10 though, right?
I think so.
They had me in the back of a liquor store, and that's why I can't figure out why the heck I'm there. Okay. I'm so sorry, Otto. Say your name again, please.
Otto Cipra. Otto.
No, I just need your first name.
Right. I'm using grain alcohol to kind of like clean my hands instead of water.
Using grain alcohol? Like alcohol?
Like alcohol.
To clean your hands?
Yeah. Long story, but...
There's got to be a story behind that. Maybe that's why I just...
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm stumped. I'm so stumped. Let me try to get you a message, and then maybe... hear from a few more people and then we'll come back. But somehow Spirit's aware that you're using alcohol and I don't know why. But they're quite aware of that. It's a long story, huh? All right, we'll try one more time. I may have to see a few other people and then we'll come back. Let's try one more time and then we'll see what happens. Say your name again, please.
Otto.
Yeah, I'm really blocked right now. I don't know why. So let me talk to a couple more people and then we'll come back. Well, hi, birthday girl.
Hello there, how are you?
Hi, good. Nice to see you. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I just want to say thanks to God and all of them for 63 years of roller coasters, but I survived them without the help and compassion and love. And I'm very grateful. Mm. I'm grateful for everybody that helped cross my path, touched my heart one way or the other. I learned the lessons. So I'm very happy. I know I'm a new path. I just want to know what the message for them is. And I'm grateful. Sorry.
Oh, no, don't be sorry. I'm actually grateful to you because I'm convinced that you and Helen helped me hold the energy for last Sunday's message to come through. So I'm very grateful to the two of you. You both are on my path, so I thank you. Okay, so now that we're all grateful, say your first name, please.
Anna.
And say it one more time, please.
Anna.
You're not going to be lonely anymore if you have been lonely. Have you been lonely at all?
Yes.
Okay, you're not going to be lonely anymore.
Amen. Thank you.
the present. I don't know what that means. With Valerie, when they said a surprise was coming, it felt like it was like a spiritual surprise. But with you, I feel, I see someone with you. I see someone in your house.
Amen.
So, I don't know. I don't know if it's romantic. I don't know if it's friendship. I don't know what it is. But what I do know is your life's going to be more filled than it is now, and you're going to be very happy with that. Very happy. Extremely happy, they're telling me. I'm like, okay, I get it.
Next time, thank you.
You're going to be extremely happy. It feels really good. I want to say it's romantic, but I don't know for sure. But what I do know is the energies feel like super.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I welcome
it.
Thank you.
What a nice birthday message. Huh?
I know. Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's good.
Anybody there helping me, especially, or all of them, or anyone I should be thankful to or talking to?
I don't know if this is a guy that's coming in or if it's a spirit guide, but I see a man, and he's very nice. I mean, he's just nice. Like, he's the kind of guy that, see, I'm a girl, so I can say all this. He's got it all. It's like, it's the friendship, it's the cuteness, it's the does the right thing just because it's the right thing kind of thing. Like you can count on him, he's solid. You can count on him. You can really count on him. I don't know if that's who you're gonna meet or if it's someone on the other side helping you create who it is you're about to meet. But this guy is rock solid. Like,
good to me.
Yeah, he's helping you. I don't know if he's helping you because he's the one that's going to appear, or he's a friend on the other side that's helping you create this, but he knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's good.
Thank you so much. I'm very grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
It's good, whatever it is. It's super good.
It is time. After 63 years, up and down, I think they can serve it now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Whoever this guy is, I really like him. He can come to our groups at any time he wants. He's very nice.
Thank you.
He's very, very nice. Hey, Miss Terry. So nice to see you well again.
Thank you. It's nice to be well again.
I bet.
And thanks for Yogananda for being here today. I really felt his presence. And I wanted to thank St. Germain for my present this week. And that's it. There's one message they have for me.
Yeah, Yogananda was for you in the very beginning. Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
That was for you.
Yeah.
Carrie's so cool. She comes with her own masters.
They follow me.
You're so funny. Okay, and say your first name.
Terry.
You're in training. You're really in training. The sickness, even though it was uncomfortable, was necessary. And I don't really, I don't know why, but hold on, let me try to figure out why. Terry, say your name again.
Terry.
You cleared something out by going through it, and it's almost like something materialized on the physical. Why would that help? Hold on. It was the better of choices of what could have happened. It was better that you experienced somehow some issue cleared, and it was better that you experienced it in terms of the physical symptoms that you had versus how it could have materialized. And that what they're saying, not to scare you or anything, but that spirit helped you materialize it in this form because this was the lesser of like two evils kind of thing. But it helped you heal something and clear something, and they're saying avert something else. It's a weird message, but you've got a lot of protectors, and what they're saying is it's kind of like they're two steps ahead of you, so they kind of know what's coming up and what's coming up in terms of energies that need healing and clearing and stuff like that. So they kind of like work with you to help lessen the pain and to make your road as smooth as possible. And somehow this was actually better than what could have happened. You know, and that's kind of a little bit like that message. Did you get that message I sent you? It was like a little channeled message? Okay.
It's been a fuzzy week.
So when I was like thinking about you, a message came through for you. So I sent you a message, and it's got something to do with the energies of that message too. It's on Facebook, I think. It's generally how I write to you. Okay. So let's see if there's anything else that you need to know. You're in training. God, I feel like you signed up for spiritual boot camp or something. You're in training. So train away to understand that there's divine purpose to things you're experiencing and will experience, and some of them are a little bit unusual, but it's because of the mastery skills that you're learning through the experience of them. Because it's not just about, oh, well, whatever, it's a Tuesday, it's a Thursday. They're saying no. It's more so that Spirit's working with you, teaching you how to see things from the higher perspective, how to open up your heart, how to clear like beliefs. Like we all carry, like going back to the message of today, we all carry like beliefs that we can discard now. And so there's some beliefs that they're gonna like challenge you, where normally you would see something some way, like let's say, you know, you have a, I'm making this up, but you have a belief that old people drive slow or whatever. And so then you see an older person, and then like your mind's automatically gonna think that because that's just the belief system you hold. So you're actually magnetizing certain situations to help challenge your belief systems to heal that. And they say the same thing's going on with me. So real quick, we did that thing down at Broward Center. And there was a woman I had a prejudgment about. I mean, I did, just the way she looked. I was like, you know, I have like my little file came up for, okay, therefore she's this, 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 and this. And I really had that judgment. And I was even aware that I had the judgment. I didn't judge that I had the judgment, but I was just aware of it. And it wasn't really a spiritual thing to do, but there it was. But lo and behold, she blew me away. She blew me away. She was so not what I thought she was going to be. And that's the point. That's the point, that you're going to like attract things that are going to challenge those belief systems so you can release them and release them and release them and to keep opening up the heart. Mm-hmm. In training. they're like, I mean, it's like serious time. It's almost like, can I talk to her? You know, like she's in training, like don't mess with her. You're in training.
Yeah, and I feel a big presence of St. Germain.
Mm-hmm. You're in training. You're being groomed. Yeah, it's almost like, you know, Benjamin, like when he thinks he's in trouble, he's like, is it serious time? It's you're in serious time,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Not because you're in trouble, because there's work to be done. Yeah, you're in serious time. But in a very good way. All right. Hi, Miss Helen.
Hello.
Hi, honey. How can I help you today?
Any messages they have for me?
Okay, I love your crystal. Just want to share that. That's my message to you. Okay, and say your name, please.
Helen.
There's something you need to clear. Say it again, please.
Helen.
Yeah, you need to clear something. What do you need to clear? Okay, so, gosh, we all have this, and I almost feel bad saying this to you, because I'm thinking, like, we all think this. But apparently, it's your time to deal with this. They're asking you to challenge your belief system of thinking things have to be hard. So, in other words, what if things were easy? What if it didn't take you 4 months to get a new job? What if it didn't take you 2 weeks to get your paperwork in order for the IRS? Like, I don't know, I'm making these things up. But what they're saying is you're very, very powerful, and what you believe is what you create. Okay, that's their theme today, and that was their message today with their daily messages. And somehow in your mind stream, someone convinced you that things have to be hard. And you believe that because you didn't know not to believe. It's not that they said then told you that, it was just what they believed. And it's kind of like through osmosis, that's how you see the world because that's what they believed about the world. And you may actually consciously not even believe that right now. And you may say, you know, no, I believe in spirit and I know spirit can produce miracles and stuff like that. But what they're saying is that there's an underlying belief that still thinks that it has to be hard. You know, it's basically just like a linear belief. We kind of all think that, you know, don't we? We believe in time, seed, and harvest and all that, seed, time, and harvest. But they're saying that you have the ability to speed that up. You have the ability to say, you know, I adopted these beliefs because I arrived on the physical planet and, you know, to fit in, I believed what everyone else believed, but that now I have the power to change my perception of reality. I have the power to change how I choose to see things. And because I understand that I'm a spiritual being and because I understand that I have spiritual support, that I can actually like bust through things in lightning speed, that I don't need to hold on to the old pattern and conditioning. And for some reason, there's a reason why they're bringing this issue up with you, and it has something to do, one moment. It has something to do with something you're getting ready to manifest in your life. And they don't want it to take, a long time. And by releasing that belief system, it won't take as long as it currently will take. And they say, don't worry that it currently will take this long because that's why they're coming in to intercede so it won't. So start working with that, start playing with that. You know, so if you're driving to work, whatever you're doing, you're thinking, oh, it's gonna take a long time because it's raining or there's traffic, play with it. You know, but I'm spirit, I can decide to be there in 20 minutes. I can decide it won't take a long time. And just play with it. They're saying like the more you see it as something that's play, like you can play with and maneuver, and it's can't get the words, but the more you see it's something that you can adjust, the faster you will, you know, it's sort of like Sherry playing with the battery to get it out. The more that you just work with it, and no pressure. You've got some linear time, but they're starting with you now to get you ready. So that when you bring this in, it doesn't have to take as long as you think it's going to.
That's interesting because I've been feeling like they've been telling me like
so much information this week, mm-hmm. like major information. Mm-hmm. And they kept saying, you're very powerful, you're very powerful. And I've been just kind of meditating and laying low. Mm-hmm. And I've been feeling like I'm so ready for this new thing. Like I know it's here and mm-hmm. I'm so grateful. Mm-hmm. But like you said, sometimes I get caught up in that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and they say that it's just old energy, like pay it no mind. And they're saying that literally that's what it is, to pay it no mind. So the more that you understand it's something, it's kind of like you put something in the grocery cart, your grocery cart, and you get in the checkout line. I was like, I don't need this.
Right.
I don't need this. And so make it playful. If you make it work, you're going to impede your own process because then it's going to be hard work. So don't make this something you got to work at. Playful. I'm in the grocery, like I'm in the checkout line. I'm like, I don't need this. Playful, light, play with it. And they say you're going to do it. You're going to accomplish it. But the more that you can release that belief system, and I've done this, you know, driving to school, it's like, oh my God, the rain and the traffic and I'm going to be late for school and blah, 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 getting him to school. And I just decide that I'm spirit and this is my dream and I'm creating the dream. And I can because it's my belief that it's raining, therefore I'm going to be later. It's my belief that now that there's traffic, therefore I'm going to be later. But there's no such thing as time, and it's all my creation. And I have magically 5 minutes early, traffic, rain, and everything else, and I'm 5 minutes early because it's all my dream. So the more that you can play with that, when it doesn't matter, when it doesn't count, when it's like silly things, you will watch yourself create. And the more that you watch yourself create, you will prove to yourself that the belief really isn't real.
I've been also feeling other people's stuff. Is that normal? Like emotions?
Yeah, because you're basically a lightning rod is what they're saying. You're like your antenna. So it's important to ground yourself, and it's important to protect yourself. So you're lathering yourself with the golden white light in the mornings before you go out, and
yes.
You do the Saint Germain flame. And you're carrying this crystal with you. Yeah, you're too much of a transmitter because you're picking everything up as well. Like imagine you have like a hearing aid and you have it on
right,
way high.
Exactly.
Is what they're telling me is it's like
it's
you're getting in too much information. Okay.
I was told to carry like a little bit of rice with water and a piece of silver in my bag to dilute some of that energy because it's so much energy that comes in. So I don't know if that helps.
I've never heard that, but it certainly couldn't hurt to try, I'm thinking. I have in my brassiere, Otto and I went through this last week. I have, wasn't it you? You have what in your bra? It's called Melody Stone.
Melody Stone.
It's called Super 7 Melody Stone. And what it does is it protects your auric field. So I actually, you can wear them as jewelry. I just bought like little stones and I just stick them on either side because it's supposed to be next to your skin. But what it does is just amplifies your field. It amplifies your field. So any and all of these different measures, so you can even go on the internet and read about other things.
What about Aqua Aura? Do they say that's okay because I wear that Aqua Aura is supposed to protect your field?
What they're telling me is everything and anything, and that you will find what works best for you. God, it's like a coughing session today. Okay, hold on. Say your name again, Helen.
Helen.
Okay, so try something for me. Pulse your, like imagine that you're a crystal. And one way to clear a crystal, we're gonna have a little choir in a moment. One way to clear a crystal is to pulse the breath. So you go, like when I was clearing out some energy, you're pulsing the breath and holding the intention to pulse out the breath. So they're asking, do you understand that? So they're asking you to do that 3 times and then they want to report how you feel after. Take your time. And then see if you feel the difference.
Yeah.
Okay. So you need to do that periodically, and you cannot wait till you go home. So for me, I was just trying to do group, and like when I had Elisha, I don't know what it is with me and Elisha, but I had Elisha on my mind and the kids on my mind, like so much so because my love was for them, that I had to actually clear that energy just to be able to read, and then I had to clear someone else's energy to read the next person. But if you notice, I do it all the time. So you're like an antenna, and there's nothing you can do about it, and you don't want to do something about it. So don't see it in the, what they're saying is, see it in the positive. Like, they don't want me to use the word don't, apparently, anymore. So see it in the positive. It's fantastic that you have these abilities. It's fantastic. So it's just learning how to self-care, basically. So if you have any kind of, like, negative person come around you, you're going to have to do that immediately. Like, you know, you can just turn your back. Like, I do it all the time. I just, like, turn my back to the conversation, and I pulse it out. Okay. Because I pick it up and pulse it out. Like, do it all day long. Salt water, salt baths, salt.
I've been dumping sea salt and sugar every morning in the shower just to cleanse.
Yeah.
A little bit of lavender.
The stone may help.
Lavender oil.
Pulse the breath. What they're saying is, unfortunately, none of it's going to be foolproof because you're just that powerful, but it's more of a releasing it as it comes through.
Okay.
Releasing it as
that
it comes through. And be consciously aware that you have the right to maintain, like, take care of yourself. Like, if you have a little kid, like, you don't leave them in dirty diapers during the day. Like, you maintain them. You
right.
take care of them. You, like, blow their nose. You change their diaper. So it's the same thing for ourselves. It's understanding that you need more care than just brushing your teeth in the morning. And remembering you're a vibration being and that you need to honor and cleanse your vibration through the day. And the more that you're just aware of it, it'll become second nature and it won't be as big a deal, and the better you'll get at it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Cobalt blue. Mm. So we all decided that big is the cobalt blue out there. So when you get hit with a lot of, like, someone just walks in and they're, I can't believe that driver, you know, whatever the heck the story is, cover yourself with that blue, and that will protect you.
I've been calling in the blue
energy
too, Michael. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That will protect you. Okay.
Thank you.
That feels good. But you're fertilizing something coming in, and it's huge because they're showing me you standing on, like, this fertile grass, and you're almost like melding into the grass, like you're the one that's fertilizing. So it's good. So they're preparing you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Melanie. Thanks so much for coming.
Hi.
So nice to see you. Thanks for waiting.
I have too many questions.
You said that last time.
Yeah.
I remember. Okay, so just so you know, you can also, I do readings on, like, Gmail. So I'll make sure you have my Gmail address, and for anybody that ever needs this, you can send me questions, and I can email you back answers, and then you can just do, like, a love offering so you can get caught up, so you don't have to wait, like, 3 months to get all your questions answered. Okay.
All right.
So
any message would be great.
Any message. Okay. So we're not even going to tackle any of those questions.
Well, that's whatever's most important, because I can't even prioritize them in my head.
There's so many, though.
Yeah.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Mercedes.
Oh, you got good stuff coming. I mean, you got nice stuff coming. So whatever your questions are, they're going to have to be taken care of, because you've got good stuff coming. Like, I want to go sit in your seat.
I'm having trouble trusting my gut, or trusting my intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Because at one point I'll hear something inside me say, well, this is what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, the fear inside me, or the loneliness, is like, no, don't do that, because then you're going to end up all by yourself.
Okay.
And so,
and we both took that deep, holy breath together.
I'm just like, yeah.
Okay. And say your first name again.
Mercedes.
I'm going to say trust your gut. And the reason I do is because when, and this is not my linear mind saying this, mm-hmm. when you said Mercedes, I heard Mercedes-Benz. Mm-hmm. And I clearly, oh my God, the lights just went off. Mercedes, the lights just went off. Okay, nowhere during the session have the lights going off, and the lights are spirit. So the lights could be angels, lights could be masters, they could be spirit guides, it could be your higher self. But when I said, you said Mercedes, and I heard Mercedes-Benz, and I trust that that's something, I just feel it, that it's something really good coming, and the lights go off, I'm absolutely positively sure that good is coming into your life, and when you get those messages of what to do, that it is spirit helping you and supporting you and guiding you, and good is coming to you. Good, good, good. Yeah, it is good. So much so I'm going to sit in your seat afterwards. Okay, so what's the message? You have a thought and then you get fearful. And say your name one more time.
Mercedes.
You can trust your higher self. 100%. 100%. 100%. You are on your way. I mean, not only are you on your way, but I actually see you on like the Autobahn highway, which I've never seen, but there's that highway where you can go as fast as you want to go. So there you are in your Mercedes-Benz on your highway, and you're doing fantastic. So on a higher level, like, you've got this. Like, you're still materializing this into the physical plane, but on a higher level, your higher self is in charge, and you're doing great. So despite the hesitation or the fears, you're doing it, and you're moving mountains, and you're making it happen for yourself. And you can trust that higher voice. I promise you, it knows what it's doing.
Is there anything I should do to make so I feel like I'm on the right path instead of insecure about what's going to happen or not happen?
Your good follows you, and they say that's what you're learning to trust. So you know, the linear belief system is that you're good. Your good's in the outside. So if I have a husband, I have good. Or if I have a secure job, I have good. Or if I have cute children, I have good. Versus my good comes from me, not from my outside source, because that's so linear thinking. Because what if the children go? What if the husband goes? What if I get fired? Like, all that's outside stuff. Mm-hmm. And when we think the outside is our source, or that's where our good is, but the truth is, what they're saying is you can't lose, because your good is sourced from you. Mm-hmm. And that, honestly, I just feel very good when I tune in. I feel, despite how you feel, that you've done your work. You've done your work, right? Like, you've done something significant.
Yeah, last time I was here, you said I did.
What did
the
I say?
The reason I incarnated was done.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah.
See, messages go in and out, so unfortunately.
Yeah.
You've done your work. You have done your work. Yeah, I can see how you look so unsure. Yeah, when I look at you, it doesn't match what I feel when I tune into you. So what's the insecurity about? Because spirit has lights going off around you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it is great.
Just being alone.
Being
like,
alone.
I have to get rid of people, more people.
Okay.
In my life, and that's a lot of people that I've gotten rid of, just, mm-hmm. you know, because that's what I had to do.
Okay, so what they're saying is the most important people are still remain, and that's you.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah. But they're saying, no, it's yeah, because that's their holy point.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like, you know, I have these goddess oracle cards at home, you know, and I shift and I pick a card. So if they're saying, like, you're one of those goddesses. Mm-hmm. So if all you're left with on the planet, because you've gotten rid of all these people, and all you're left is one of these goddess cards, and you're only left with a goddess, like, would that be okay with you? Because, like, that's huge. You've got the god, like, you're the goddess.
Yeah.
So it's understanding that what you're left with is the most important person in the whole story. What you're left with is someone who... hold on. I'm just trying to see how I can help, because I get that you get it, but you kind of don't get it. So one moment. it's kind of like you got it, but you don't realize you got it, is what they're saying. You're the goddess, and you're actualizing your goddess being is what you're doing. And you're claiming it, and it's scary because the world has told you that the source of your abundance is on the outside. So if I give up all my abundance, what do I have left? And what they're saying is you're restoring proper order. You're restoring you're restoring the goddess energy to the planet is what you're doing. Whatever, I have no idea what the heck you did, but whatever you did is huge, because you said yes to your goddess energy. That's what you did, and apparently that's what you came here to incarnate in this lifetime, mm-hmm. is to restore the goddess energy to the planet, which is what the planet needs to heal, because it's that male aggressive energy, that might over right kind of thing, that has the planet in the mess it's in, and it is the goddess energy that needs to resurface to bring balance, and that is really what's going to bring the thousand years of peace and all that. So you see the chills. Somehow, in whatever you did, basically you claimed your right to you. You yeah. claimed your right to your goddess self, and that is what's so significant. And that's why, regardless of how it may feel, you are so on top of it. They're showing me like you, like in the Olympics where they have like the different, you're in second place, you're in first place. They're showing me with you standing on top of a pedestal, like you did it. Yeah. It may be scary. It's like scary to be on the top, scary to be alone because there aren't many people up there yet. I can assure you that you are, they're saying like without blemish even, you are you're doing your part to restore humanity to peace. I'm telling you, every time I get a message for you, it blows me away, because it's never like, oh, good job, have a nice day. It's like, no, you just healed humanity kind of thing. Because they're saying that's how we're healing humanity. Like, we're not healing humanity by going out trying to end the war. We're healing humanity by healing our own selves, because humanity is really our consciousness. So as we each take responsibility for our own lives, our own selves, our own consciousness, that actually is what's going to heal humanity. And you single-handedly have done your part. Right. I know it's so not how it's feeling right now. But if you keep walking it out with those cute shoes, you keep walking it out, they just handed you the gold. Okay. I mean, there's nothing higher than the gold. The gold without blemish, Mercedes Benz, and lights are going off. Wow. That's all I can tell you. That's good. So trust it. It is very good.
I have to trust it.
Trust it. Trust it. Trust it. You are trustworthy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm impressed. Indeed, this is quite a powerful group, is it not? Quite a holy group. So we ask each of you to honor yourself, to notice your strengths. You understand that despite your fears, despite your trepidations, despite the not feeling it quite yet, you are assembling a holy group of healing. You are the ones that the world has been waiting for. You and those cute brothers in the back, you all are bringing the peace one by one, first to your own lives, and then watch what happens. Pow. Namaste.
So